KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 4 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Topping area news, authorities in Montgomery County said late Thursday night that citizens in Stanton should be on the lookout for a black male who fled from law enforcement. The man who was wanted out of out-of-state warrants was wearing a light-colored shirt and blue jeans. They had advised residents of Stanton to make sure their vehicles and houses were locked. The subject was still being sought by law enforcement as of last report just before 6 a.m. today. If you see that individual, you're asked to not approach him and call 911 immediately. Authorities in Shenandoah say a Pottawatomie County man was arrested Thursday after he allegedly stole an SUV that had been left running at a local convenience store. The suspect, 41-year-old Richard Rapp of Oakland, is said to have driven off from the Casey's General Store on Highway 59 in Shenandoah. Authorities later received word the vehicle, a 2002 Chevy Avalanche, hit a tree at the American Legion Golf Course in Shenandoah. Witnesses say they saw Rapp run from the scene of the accident. When police caught up with him, Rapp was subdued through the use of a stun gun. He was transported to the Shenandoah Hospital by EMS to be checked for possible injuries. Charges are currently pending. The holiday season is upon us, and a lot of people are ordering their gifts online. That means a lot of deliveries to residential areas. The deliveries are often made while you're at work and your kids are at school and nobody is home. The Harlan Police Department says that makes it extremely easy to have your delivery stolen from right off your front steps or porch. Authorities on the Harlan Police Department's social media page said that they've had at least 3 confirmed reports of packages being stolen already this year, and a few more weeks of delivery have yet to be made before Christmas. Officials advise you to please try and set up delivery times when someone will be at home, or have your packages delivered to a neighbor or your place of business if you're able to do so. They say a few extra precautions will ensure that your loved ones will receive the gift that you have picked out for them. A state audit of financial records for the Fremont County community of Riverton has discovered nearly $331,000 in improper or unsupported spending and undeposited collections. The special audit was undertaken at the request of city officials concerned about transactions processed by former city clerk Carol Jennings from January of 2008 through February 28, 2015. The council fired Jennings on February 26, 2015. The audit report issued Thursday said more than $149,000 in undeposited collections included nearly $115,000 in utility payments to the city that weren't deposited into city accounts. The report also says the undeposited collections included nearly $33,000 placed in 2 bank accounts Jennings had established without council authority or knowledge. Online court records did not indicate whether Jennings had been charged. Officials with SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, report the Iowa Economic Development Authority has approved expansion of the target area in the city of Elkhorn's Housing Rehabilitation Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, to include all homes within the city limits of Elkhorn. SWPCO says they're seeking 2 more applicants for the housing rehab program, up to $24,999 in home repairs per home, with additional money for lead abatement, is available in this 5-year forgivable loan. Applicants must be income qualified, be the homeowner of record, and live in the residence. SWPCO staff are available to help homeowners through the application process, income qualification, and rehab process. SWPCO Community Development Director Amber Carsell says, with the expansion of the target area to anyone within the city limits of Elkhorn, they're able to include homeowners who would have been excluded before and hope to have more applicants. The funds are made possible through the CDBG grant the city of Elkhorn received from the Iowa Economic Development Authority in 2015. Elkhorn was awarded $304,000 for the repair of 8 homes. 6 homes have been approved and are in the rehabilitation process. Interested applicants should contact SWPCO at 712-243-4196 for further information. In the funeral announcements, Ivan Jones, age 95, of Waukee and formerly of Anita, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ivan Jones will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Eugene Jean Hahn, age 76, of Manila, died Sunday in Denison. A mass of Christian burial for Jean Hahn will be today at 11 o'clock at Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Brian Powell, age 48, of Des Moines and formerly of Menlo, died Monday. A memorial mass for Brian Powell will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Frieda Porter, age 100, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Freda Porter will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Brian Swede Johnson, age 61, of Exira, died December 3rd at the VA hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Swede Johnson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Richard Gilson, age 58, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rick Gilson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Charles Wyatt, age 62, of Walnut, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Charles Wyatt will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Daryl Adams, age 78, of Griswold, died December 4th at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial reception for Daryl Adams will be held on Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Elliott Community Building, with Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Ronald Hill, age 64, of Omaha and formerly of Manning, died November 30th. Funeral services for Ronald Hill will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. J. Christopher Olson, age 72, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. A memorial service for J. Christopher Olson will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Raideen Martin, age 84, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greater Regional Hospice House in Creston. Funeral services for Raideen Martin will be on Monday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Thelma Moore, age 90, of Carroll and formerly of Manning, died Tuesday at St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. Funeral services for Thelma Moore will be Monday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Robert Gokin, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Marty, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A Masonic service for Robert Gokin will be on Monday at 10:45 a.m., followed immediately by a funeral service, and both will take place at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.